I am joined with three lovely ladies in the studio, all involving the Green is the New Black fashion show. So I'm joined here with Amanda Simmons.
Hi, how is everybody?
Summers Moore.
Hey.
And Megan Shapiro.
Hi there.
Thank you so much. And don't be shy about that mic. Let's just get right up on there. So Green is the New Black is happening far sooner than I personally am comfortable with as a rookie model. And all I have to do is walk a couple of times. I can't imagine how you are feeling. So for those who aren't intricately familiar, Amanda and Summers are collaborating this year as designers. So very, very excited about seeing your pieces. And then Megan, you're in charge of all the choreography and the dancing in the Emerald City scenes because this year, of course, has an Oz theme. So that was super fun so far from what I've seen. I only saw like a teaser in the last rehearsal, but I love what you've done with it.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you just talk a little bit about how you balance, you know, something as classic as, we all know the story of Wizard of Oz, right? And yet everyone at this point, there are big expectations to this show, and it's supposed to be hip and cool and outside the lines of what you think it's going to be. How did you bring that through in your choreography?
I mean, I'm smiling really big right now because that was the enormous dilemma I felt like I was faced with when the theme was announced. So I think at first it was really overwhelming to think about how do I keep this classic story and the nostalgia of this film. And it's been redone in a couple different ways, including Wicked, right? So how do I keep this pure and intact, because the audience is going to want that. They're going to want those reference points, but also push it to an edge. And to be honest, what it took was a lot of time and like a lot of brainstorming and throwing a lot of stuff at the wall and trying to figure out what was going to stick, collaborating with, you know, the other people in Carbondale Arts. And finally, I think we really landed on we have some really good stuff happening that is both, like, the audience is going to recognize this story and these beloved characters and what they represent and still hopefully experience them in a really new way.
Yeah. And even the choreography mashup, without giving anything really away, but it's so fun for me to watch, you know, oh, here's this contemporary dance. There's a lot of lyrical vibes that's telling the story. And then, oh, hey, I'm sorry. Is that like classical ballet that's happening over in the corner?
Yeah, there's definitely some dance genre mashup going on. And it is a ton of fun.
Yeah.
It is just so much fun.
There's tap. I just remembered. Isn't there tap?
There might be some tap.
There might be some tap.
There might be some tap.
And that's really neat, too. I mean, when you're working with these dancers, I mean, can you just talk to me about the audition process? Do you have pre-existing relationships with these dancers? Do you kind of already know their repertoires and what you're working with? Or are you truly coming in pretty much blank slate? And how much is that informing your choreography versus vice versa?
Yeah, typically with a fashion show, we tend to kind of reach out into a group of people that we're already really comfortable working with. Because not only do we hope to present like a super polished, technically clear product for this show for the audience, but also because it's a rigorous schedule of rehearsals. It is really intense. And so typically, actually, we really do just check in and say, who do we know we can rely on for this process? And that's usually who's involved.
Nice. Well, and that's nice, too, because, you know, at this point, every show is new and fresh, but the concept itself is getting more and more and more dialed in every single year, I'm told.
Yeah, I think so, for sure. I mean, I feel like each year we kind of raise the bar a little bit higher, and then that's a lot of pressure, but it's also a lot of fun. It's an invitation. It's great.
Awesome. And then I'm not done with you, but just to kind of pivot and loop you all into this conversation as well, Amanda and Summers, with the actual, I mean, it's a fashion show, and you're contributing to the fashion part of the fashion show. No pressure.
None at all, right?
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about this year in particular? Is this your first year involved? And forgive my ignorance on that one.
No, not at all. This is, my line is called Victory May, and last year was my first year. I had the privilege of winning Best Emerging Designer, so the ball was raised for myself. So this is my second year and Summer's first.
It's true. Yes. I'm a newbie.
Excellent. I always, it's, from my perspective, being involved with it, because the Soper Sun has a line in it, of course, and so that's how I kind of finally caved and got roped into it. And it's so intimidating, but so welcoming.
Well, I've never been to the show, so that's
you're a true newbie.
Yeah, really, truly.
Yes. What's your impression been through the process so far?
It's wild. It's crazy. I really have no idea what to think. I'm trying to keep my head down and do what I'm doing to make these fashions work, and B, then there's all this exterior crazy going on around me that I can't comprehend yet because I've never seen it. So, it's really kind of going to be super double exciting.
Yeah, brace yourself. I think it's fair to say the production value exceeds expectations.
That's what I've heard. 100%. So I'm looking forward.
Nice. Yeah. So how did you get involved? I know how I got involved. How did you get involved?
Oh, my dear friend Amanda Simmons and I were probably lunching one day, and she said to me, I'm doing this thing, a fashion show, and anything fashion to me is super exciting, like always has been, always will be. And as an artist, I've always kind of thought of dipping and banging into fashion somehow. How do you do it? Where do you do it? And all of a sudden, there's this woman saying, oh, well, I'm doing this fashion show. You want to kind of see what's up, and could we collaborate, and what could it do? And we just went to town, and we have not stopped yet, and we're truly great working partners, and I'm so excited to collaborate and make it something cool.
So Summers, in your particular artistic background, I know you enjoy all things fashion from a photography perspective and just the aesthetic of it. Have you been this hands-on on creating the fashion side of it before?
No. God, no. Absolutely not. But it's been a challenge. But Amanda's got that sense of it. Like, my part in this is mostly artistic in taking my images, and we are using my images on the fabric. Mm-hmm. So they're going on to different pieces and colliding with other pieces, and it's a blast to actually see it, but see it in a different form.
Sure.
A tangible item, but in something that I've never, obviously you see prints and photographs and this and that, but this is totally wild, and it's working, so I'm so thrilled.
Nice. Yeah, Amanda, how did you see your friend's two-dimensional pieces and then start to see how they could play three-dimensionally on fabric?
She's really playing with this motion blur photography, so it already has a lot of movement and a lot of depth to it. And actually seeing it come to life on this fabric. So my challenge was a way to highlight the photography in a way that all of these images are of the Roaring Fork Valley. So this is as local as it can get imagery wise. But I was really after a classic silhouette, something that we could repeat, that would look fresh, find a modern take on it, and highlight her work. And I feel like we've done that. We've definitely trying to highlight a woman's body and her being feminine. So I think that her photography highlights that. And there's so many nuances that came across in the fabric that I didn't see in the photography that it just are beautiful from all sides. It's a different perspective.
And speaking of the women's body, up until now, I imagine it's mostly being conceptual, but now you've got your models.
Oh, yes.
Now that the fittings are happening, is it realizing your vision?
Everyone is so eager and so beautiful and so unique. And to be able to address that, everything is made to measure for each of our girls. So we are customizing everything we can to highlight every piece. Mm-hmm. So they've been awesome to work with. We're so excited.
How many pieces do you have in this line?
7 this year.
That feels like a lot for a first time.
It feels like a lot for a second time.
It's a lot.
Wow. And, as you're seeing them on bodies, I don't think anyone's really rehearsed with it yet, right? Am I correct in that?
Not in the full collection. So we're as eager to see that as everyone else, and just letting our models get comfortable and really find their own stride within our pieces. We want them to feel good and we want them to look good. So we're excited to see that come together.
Very cool. And sort of similar thought that I had for Megan earlier, you've got this hyper, hyper local line.
Yes.
And it's completely unique to here in the context of Oz.
We took our own take on Oz. That's we did right. Our own subtle nods without going all the way. And I hope that the audience picks that up. But we did have fun finding ways to weave that through our story.
And color and tones. And it was a neat, fun way to do it.
Yeah, because
to have something to base it around.
Right.
Lightly. Right?
Right, without beating the audience over the head over and over.
We don't want to beat the audience.
Well, and color plays a huge part of this show because of that theme.
Right.
Right, everything is kind of, you know, dulled out, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're in Oz, and it's full color. Yeah. And so I imagine that must have been so much fun to play with.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that was actually one of our inspirations. When Oz goes into the Technicolor and the color came on in the film, that was an inspiration for me personally. So we went with highly saturated colors that hopefully reflect that.
Yeah.
Neat. Neat. Megan, how do you weave in and out your choreography? Like that idea of not, you know, beating any the audience over the head with things. I have no idea what your dancers are actually wearing, right? I know all the different lines and the models walking. Again, not giving anything away, but still properly teasing, because I imagine that attire is a huge part of your choreography considerations.
Yeah, I mean, we work really closely with Laura Stover. She does all the costuming for the dancers. And yes, so characters will be an interesting twist on themselves, but they will be there. And then in terms of dancers, you're going to see a fair bit, I think, of Dorothy in the dancing costumes. Dorothy with an edge. It's fun, and it's definitely different than sometimes when we're doing other dance performances, and if we had our way, we would just dance in yoga pants and tank tops all day. But what's so fun about the fashion show is you get this opportunity to really be wearing something interesting that's pushing a fashion edge while you're performing as a dancer, and I think that's another layer of it that is just really exciting for us as dancers.
Yeah, because, I mean, don't you have to account for the clothing even in the movements, right? If something is stifling or if you've got, you know, almost a prop coming off of you, you have to account for that with your relation spatially with your other dancers, with on the stage. Has this been particularly different than in years past when you've been able to kind of have a little bit more, I don't know, neutral, more traditional dance attire?
I mean, this is my fourth show. So I don't know if I'm the best historian on that, but what I can say is that we're definitely having those conversations early. We're trying to get into what we're wearing as soon as possible in the process, and we're just leaving a lot of things open. There's a lot of conversation and rehearsal that goes something like, so this is what we're going to do, probably, but we have to wait and see what it's like on a 3-foot-high runway and in our costumes. And then we just, there's a lot of adjustment. And honestly, that's some of my favorite parts of this process, is those last minute, whoa, that's not going to work that way anymore. What else are we going to do? I love the problem solving aspect of the show in that way.
Definitely. Yeah, because when you're in the audience watching it, by the time you're seeing it, I mean, at least in my experience and in my friend's experience, it is such a polished production that you're kind of like, whoa. And then to realize how much of it comes together seemingly last minute, but how you can embrace that and make it just part of the process. I think that's surprising to would be to a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, I think for us, we just work really hard to get all of the choreography as dialed as possible so that when we get in the space, we have the mental capacity and the bandwidth to work through all of those nuances that, you know, teching the show create for us. And I think it's really a lot of fun.
Very cool. Hopefully the dancers do, too. And hopefully the models do as well, because, again, I mean, the show is in a week, and I haven't walked with any of my outfits on. Have you had any of your models be able to do their walk and their choreography with the attire yet?
Yes, but only a few.
Okay, we had a few trial and errors just to make sure things weren't going to come apart.
Sure. And nothing came apart.
Not that we know of yet.
Yes. Yes, not that we found out. But it is so important, I feel like, for the models to be able to get a good, full practice in their looks, to feel it, to vibe it out.
It's not your everyday thing. Like, you don't go fashioning around. You know?
And it'll all come together fast. They will get that opportunity. So, and they're also willing to just dive into whatever we create. And I really appreciate that about their willingness.
Definitely. Do you ever find, because it is your second one.
Yes.
So do you ever find, like, you think you've got everything set and done, and then you see the model walk it and you see the movements and you think, oh, wait, what if I just change this one little thing real quick?
Yes. And our seamstress stops us pretty immediately. you do, because when it's on a body, like you said, when it really starts to come to life, you do want to tweak it. You have one opportunity. Thankfully, we have multiple nights to just get your vision across. So we do find ourselves tweaking at the last moment. We try to keep those at bay, but it does happen.
I would, I mean, that confirms my suspicion. I can, me personally, if I try and put myself in your shoes, I couldn't imagine how that doesn't happen, right? Real quick, just a reminder, it's about a quarter till 5 p.m. this Friday. This is KD&K, commercial-free for more than 30 years. I do want to let you know, if you are out on the roads, it is still dumping snow. Please, please be careful. There is actually a jackknife truck about 10 miles south of Carbondale on Highway 133. It's down, there is one lane closed. So if you're heading up toward Redstone right now, just be cognizant of that. Be very, very careful. You know, you need extra time to stop or slow down when roads are slick like this. So just wanted to put that out there before turning my attentions back to you lovely ladies. If you are just tuning in, I am joined with Amanda Simmons, Summers Moore, and Megan Shapiro, some of the beautiful brains behind the Green is the New Black fashion show, which is very quickly approaching. Are you guys feeling that yet? Are you feeling the pinch of, oh my gosh, it's happening next week?
Yes, I will answer for myself. Yeah. Do y'all not?
Yeah, no, there's a lot going on. Absolutely. Just juggling. Yeah.
The adrenaline is starting to like be a constant experience in my
body.
It's
an exciting week, don't you think?
It is. I love it. I mean, it has it's stressful, but it's a really fabulous stress. It's a pinch me, I'm so lucky kind of stress. Yes. And you feel it all drain out of your body after the show, and I miss it. I'm like, oh. I can take a nap, but I really miss that feeling.
Yeah. I agree. It's a real driver for me creatively, too, and I do miss it a lot. But this is a really fun week, and it goes faster than you would like.
Yeah.
I bet. So what does your schedule look like this week? Because right now, you know, a lot of the models, I get to kind of hang out. I mean, I'll be there on Sunday, and we make sure that we know where to be when and you know, have our lines down. But there's so much more that's going on in the background. Can you just kind of give a peek into what your schedules look like?
So dancers rehearsed Tuesday night and last night of this week, and then we rehearse again on Sunday midday. And then we go into an all cast with everybody, models too, on Sunday night. And then we have Monday night off. And then Tuesday night is the tech for models. Wednesday night is the tech for dancers. And Thursday night, the show begins.
I just got heart palpitations listening to that.
I did too.
Man. And, you know, what some people don't realize is for the dancers in particular, you're working between the 3rd Street Center right now and the launch pad, which have slightly different room dimensions.
Yes, for sure. And none of them are elevated.
None of them are elevated like the stage. And you get one tech.
We do. We're there for a while, if it makes you feel any better. We're there pretty late. But yes, we get one tech. I think almost everybody that's dancing this year has danced in the fashion show before. So at least we're going in with the mindset of, we know what it's like to be on this runway.
That is a little comforting.
Yeah.
I'm like the host supposed to be calm, cool, and collected, and I'm now stressing for you all listening. But like you said, it's a good stress, right? And in terms of, on your end, in terms of pulling, at this point, hopefully the pieces are pulled together in that, you know, you can put them on bodies.
Yeah.
So are you able to kind of sit back? This is now a practice in detachment, and what will be, or are you still doing things in the background?
I don't know if we don't detach. But we turn in our looks. This is a big week for designers because they can continue to rehearse, but our looks have to be turned in.
We're gonna miss
so
them.
It's organized. Yeah. So it's a big end of the week for us, just to make sure, because once we take those hands off, you know, it is
it's
as
like
it
giving
is
your child to kindergarten or something, which is not a very good analogy. But, yeah.
Oh man. So, you know, you've spoken a little bit about what your overarching vision is, and you hope that, you know, that vision gets translated. Again, I want to tease without spoiling, but can you speak a little bit to what your vision is for your line this year?
Would you like to?
I think you should start it and I'll finish it.
You know, I think our vision started with a love of two women together. Happy International Women's Day to everybody out there. And it really started in a friendship and a mutual respect of artistry. And that's where we started. And it was like, what can we do with this? And I started to fall in love with our images. And we see this as a series, as a collection, mm-hmm. And chosen specifically for this. So that was really the vision. And we were inspired by the Valley, these images being of the Valley and of its Western heritage. So we're playing off of a frontier type of vibe, an edgier version. But we're inspired by all the things around us and then the manipulation of what they could be.
Right. I just think it's amazing, like, coming together with someone that's got a really great sense of style and business and all these things that I'm kind of weak in. You know, I can do the art all day long, but yeah, put me into a business situation, I crumble. But it's phenomenal to actually work with other people. Like, we've got these beautiful 7 models, and I'd like to just give a huge shout out to the woman that's doing the needle and threading for us all, is Anne Rominger, who is a saint. And would love to thank her again and again and again. And it's, you know, it's a non-paying position, for God's sake. So, you know, this is a labor of love that everyone in the Valley has come together to do these things. And it's so, so amazing. And I'm so excited to see it. But, you know, just to put it all together, to have this opportunity to say, okay, this is fashion. You know, this is cool. And, you know, I don't have to leave and go to Milan, you know, for God's sake, you know. So it's really been such a great journey, and I look forward to so much more of it, you know, throughout this process and this weekend.
So, not to put you on the spot, but to totally put you on the spot, having done it now once, you think you'll do it again?
I would love to. Yeah, if it's anything like it's been so far, I would love to. Absolutely. And who knows where it's going to go. I mean, that's the crazy great part of it, you know, for any of it.
Yeah.
I just think it's been a great opportunity. So thank you all.
Yeah. And it's neat how it permeates off the runway, right? There is this whole vibe. There's this culture of after parties and, you know, there's a trunk show, right. I think, up at Marble in Aspen.
Yeah. We're involved in that.
Yeah. I was just going to say, are you involved in that? Can you talk about the trunk show?
Well, we'll be involved in 3 pop-ups. The one after the show on Friday night, there's one from 2 to 5 at Marble Bar in Aspen on Saturday before the show. And we're doing that with a small group of designers. And then after the show, pop-up on Saturday night. So that is new for me. I did not do that last year. And we're eager to get some feedback and hear what the community, how it's received and their thoughts.
Right. That's one of the things I love about Carbondale. On the one hand, every now and then I wake up and I'm like, you know, it is socially acceptable to basically go out in pajamas. I'm going to take advantage of that today. But there are so many cool opportunities. Like, I know one of the pieces I'm wearing for Mona Lisa, I've already told her, I'm like, this is my Mountain Fair outfit.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
There are a lot of opportunities to express yourself, for lack of a better term, on the show, express yourself, that is beyond everyday living. So there might actually be some, you know, in your real life application for these styles.
Yeah, we absolutely hope that people will look at these and be like, oh my gosh, well, I would love to wear that. You know, that's the vision and the hope. You know, it's not a museum piece, for God's sake, but, you know, don't drop it on the floor. So, yeah.
Although, that being said, has anyone actually gone down to Denver to see the Dior exhibit?
Absolutely.
I haven't been yet.
It's gone, baby. You have to move faster.
Oh.
You can follow it.
I'm a procrastinator.
Somewhere else in the world.
I heard it was incredible.
Yeah, pictures I'll show you.
Right? And that's so neat, too, right? That, like, hey, you know, fashion is art, and everyone in the industry knows that. But I think that it is having a moment right now that you do see the exhibits in the Denver Art Museum.
These days, fashion in general is really kind of morphing into different things, and it's fun and exciting right now.
Yeah.
So,
and what I think it offers as art is to see someone put on a piece, a wearable piece. You can really see a transition in them, whereas they're looking at a museum, is standing back. But to put it on your body and to walk and move, I like to see what it does in the face and how they just own it. That to me is exciting, when the collaboration of a human spirit puts on something that you've, you know, created with love and intention to be a piece of art. I love that mix.
In a way, it's artful armor, you know, to wear something beautiful and have it work for you and accentuate your, blah, blah, blah.
No, I think that's great.
Not saying it well, but.
You're saying it beautifully. That's conversation that I've had with some of the models in the show.
You feel good if you look good.
Yeah, we feel like we're just awkward turtling around the launch pad. But once we see the outfits, it's, oh, wait, no, I am getting to represent somebody's art.
Yeah.
I think, too, like, that really transitions over to the dancers, too. Back to your question about what we're dancing in and are there limitations? Like, sometimes yes, but there's something that happens when you are putting on something that was made for you with a ton of intention and thought and creativity. And it really does take all that choreography to the next place to help you deliver it. And so I think that's another thing that's spectacular about the show is I love that the fashion doesn't end with the fashion designers, but there is so much thought and intention going into what the dancers are wearing too. You just were making me think about that.
Yeah. I had a model tell me that she felt like Superwoman when she put on the dress last year, and I don't even know if she knows how much that encouraged me, but that's, we do think about that, how we want everybody to feel and, you know, how it's going to change their dance and take it to that next level. And it is, it's a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope so.
Yeah. No, that's so inspiring. I mean, I missed it, but yesterday there was a talk for the models about body awareness and body image.
Right.
And that's, I mean, just for you all to be able to create something, whether it's the choreography, whether it's the actual outfits, that becomes the steward of that superhero feeling.
Right.
I mean, does it get any better?
I don't think
so.
That's
where it's at.
Yeah. and then the tech. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see the tech.
Oh, it's so amazing. Yeah. Oh gosh.
I mean, there's a whole projection. That's another part that stewards the story, right? And so did you play with that, Megan, when you were doing your choreography?
With projections.
With the projections?
Yeah. So Laura and I definitely check in a lot and collaborate a lot with the projections. She does all of them, but we're checking in throughout the process, you know, making sure that they are speaking to each other. They are cohesive together. We're creating a narrative together. And the projections are just stunning. They're amazing. They're mind-blowing.
And that's exciting for us because we don't really see it come together until the production. So there's all these surprises that you wouldn't have if it was a singular show. And I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It has that feeling of, on the one hand, you're in your own little silo for a very small part of it. And then all of a sudden you realize, oh, there's all this other collaboration going on. And now I get to be part of this collaboration too.
Yeah.